Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Father. Kenneth Branagh gives an acting masterclass in this intensely moving study of Alzheimer's disease and the diminishing faculties that come with old age as the play returns to the West End before embarking on a short UK tour. And it's a timely return indeed for Florian Zeller's play, opening the day after it received three Olivier nominations, including Best Play and Best Actor for Branagh. He stars as André, a fiercely independent and still eloquent widower, who is beginning to show signs of diminishing memory, much to the obvious concern of his daughter Anne, played by Amanda Drew. She wants to move from Paris to London to be with her lover and is desperate to install a carer for her father before she leaves. Where this play works so brilliantly is in how it differs from other stories that put us on the outside as mere observers to the sufferer's plight. Zeller immerses us fully in André's world through brilliant plot construction and simple but effective scripting. By using different actors to play the same parts at various points in the action, and by subtle shifts in scenery, we the audience are also confused about whether there used to be a table in a particular place, what a certain person looked like or what someone said. Is Anne moving away, or is she settled and married? Are we in André's flat, or has he now moved to his daughter's? We, like André, are left bewildered and frustrated as we try to unravel the puzzle about things we once believed to be certain. It only runs to 90 minutes and there's no flab at all, as Zeller uses every second to paint a deeply affecting and intensely moving portrait of a man lost in his own world. The Father is at the Duke of York's Theatre just until the 26th of March and will then play dates at the Richmond Theatre starting on the 11th of April and the Theatre Royal Brighton starting on the 24th of April. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.